the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Look, they're here. My guests just heard the doorbell. Let me see where they are. It's a grandmother and grandson team, a dynamic duo. Oh, yeah.
It's loading. She's letting us in.
Okay.
Sherry, just here you go. Sorry.
You should be able to see her.
Can you see me? How can you miss all this?
Hi, April.
Hi.
How are you? Wait a minute. We're getting set up here. We thought we had
it. Take your time. It's not alive. Take your time. It's fine.
Okay.
Roughness. I need to get something to drink. So hang on, Blaze. We're going to get something to drink.
Okay. I thought that, but as soon as they play and they sing at church.
So, okay, yeah. Now who is it? Tell me who it is again.
It's Zach is on the electric drums at church, and then Haley plays the piano, and she sings, and she's Zach's sister. And then Christy is the mom, and she's the actual worship leader, and she sings, and she plays piano, keyboard, and guitar. Very musical.
There is nothing like music. Are you musical, too? Because you got this little purple streak going here, girl. You're talking to me out.
You have that purple streak. Thank you for noticing. No, I'm not at all musical. I don't do anything. I just rhyme. That's my talent. I'm a rhymer.
You are a rapper and a storyteller, because I'm a poet too. I am looking so forward to this, Brains. I had no idea what I stumbled into, okay? That is Grandma Joanne Cooper and Zach Cooper, her grandson. They wrote a book together, Conan and King. Now, it's one thing to be read a story by your Nana, but it's a whole different thing when you are writing and illustrating the book together. And look, all those instruments in the background, Brains, they're going to get down for us for a minute. I'm telling you, because things is kind of working out. People's acting nice, and I wanted something nice and easy. That's why I brought my boy Speedy, you know, and we are going to have a good time. We're going to talk about this, and Zach's going to do a reading for us. So I'm just so excited. I brought me some dessert, and I made me some tea. So help me welcome them on the Edge, Joanne Cooper and Zach Cooper. Zachary Cooper. Can I call you Zachary? That's my father's name, and that's my maiden name. I love that name. You'll have to grow into it. You know, when you become this rock star billionaire author, you know, you're not going to let them just call you Zach. You know, they have to call you Zachary. So tell me a little bit about your story, Joanne. Let's start with you.
Well, this book was born really during COVID, stay at home. I came up with the idea. I've always liked to write poems, and I came up with the idea of writing a children's book. And I know that Zach is a good little artist, so I asked him if he wanted to collaborate with me on it. And he said,
yeah.
Oh.
He wanted to collaborate. So it was a work in progress throughout the COVID stay at home.
That is one of the sweetest things that you could ever do, is really find time to be together and bond in such a special way. But you're also a former educator, correct?
Yes, I am. Retired teacher.
Wow. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm telling you, you're better than a doctor and a lawyer. The teacher rules, really. Zach, are you a decent student? Are you a good student?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? Okay. So tell me what you're thinking. What do you think about this homeschool stuff? It's kind of rough, huh?
The virtual
learning that they have to do. But
virtual learning?
Yeah.
What's the worst part about it? Is it not, you know, being able to hang out with your homies? Or is it, you know, you like your teacher and the school environment? What is it, something that's really missing for you?
I think it's just hard for me to actually, like, focus on one task, an online learning, and, like, but with, like, in person. you always have like a teacher or someone helping you and guiding you. And with online, you can't really like ask questions about that subject with your teacher.
I know. And you know, I love that too. I'm not an online learner either. I'm going to school right now, but it is very strange for me because I need to bounce my ideas off other people. That's what makes me a critical thinker. You know, if I hear your idea and your perspective, or I hear you pronounce a word and somebody else pronounce a word. So focus is something that, let me tell you, you got to work on it, darling, because I'm 58 and I still need to do it. I can't multitask a lot of times. Don't feel bad about that, but do the best that you can, okay? And try to make it fun. Try to make it fun. And our parents don't know everything. I'm sorry you guys didn't come with instructions. We're trying real hard. So you got to be patient with us too, because I looked at the new math and I'm like, really? Who does that? So Joanne, you guys wrote this book for your love of rhyming words. You know, I had a reading challenge when I grew up. I wasn't able to hear some of the letters phonetically. So sounding them out and spelling was just a chore for me. What are some things that parents can actually look for when they're seeing signs of their children really struggling with reading?
What do you mean look for signs that they're right?
I mean, you know, what are, you know, like if they can't sound out certain sounds, or maybe
Can't sound out, can't pronounce, maybe a little dyslexic, get the letters mixed up, letters from the end of the word, you know, they put it in the front of the word, things like that, stumbling and not, you know, not being really clear when they're trying to read.
Right. So, or trying to read with the flow, you know, they can have vision problems, because my daughter had vision problems and she didn't know how to explain it. So, you know, parents don't know and they really have a hard time, and being read to, don't you think that's still so important?
I think it is. I think it's very important. You know, I discuss a lot. I have a Facebook group and I discuss some reading tips for parents and how they can engage. I'm a big proponent of 100% reading engagement techniques. And so I give tips about how to read with your child, and partner read, and use different voices to read, and just make it dramatic and emphasize.
Add a little music to it, right, Zach?
Add a little music to it. You've got to hear him play. He's fantastic.
I can't wait. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to rush through this because I want to value his time. Because you know what? I talked to a woman. She was my guest. Her name is Jackie Taylor. And she works with the G20 Summit. And she is also working with Gen Alpha on coming up with ideas for people with cerebral palsy and figuring out a new way of learning. So many kids are trapped in this old traditional way. And it's not that we feed it to them. We have to help them process what they already know how to do. So I'm just so glad that you were able to pull out your creative genius in this. Tell me a little bit about Conan and King, and then we're going to have a reading from you, sir.
So Conan and King, so for one Christmas, we got Kona, which is the chocolate lab, and we got her for Christmas from my grandpa because he was selling like little puppies. And so we brought it to her in like a nice little box. And yeah, there's Kona.
And then there's Kona. Let me see.
She was a surprise. Kona was a surprise.
Where's she at?
This is Kona.
Okay.
The chocolate lab in the back is Kona. And then that's King Kamehameha. We call him King for short, but King Kamehameha was the first Hawaiian king. And Kona means lady in Hawaiian.
Oh, shoot. Lady and the king. Okay, so now you guys are sitting at the table one day and grandma's making you a tuna fish sandwich and some potato chips and some Kool-Aid. You guys still drink Kool-Aid. And you say, you know what? I got this great idea, Zach. Let's write a book. What happened from there?
Well, he was overjoyed at being given the opportunity. He's, he's always saying it was the opportunity of a lifetime that I had given him for this. And I mean, it just created wonderful memories for us. That's what I take from this whole experience. Just, you know, working with my grandson is just, you know, pleasure beyond belief.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Because the world is so topsy-turvy right now. Mm-hmm. Now you have something imprinted in print that will last you a lifetime. So are you ready to give me a little bit of a reading there, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's do it. Set the scene. You got to set the scene, because when this goes to be a Disney cartoon, I want you to say, hey, I'm a manifester, all right? So when it goes to Disney, I want you to say, you know what? Go back to that interview with that lady, Miss April on the Edge. Check me out. Okay, so go ahead.
This actually happened. This first book, the verses are based on the escapades of our two frolicking labs. And much of that first book is what actually happened. And this is he's going to read you an excerpt of something that actually happened in our yard.
Okay.
A mama quail laying eggs in a strawberry patch one summer. Those hatching baby quail were speedy runners. Romping merrily through the tall corn stalks from behind a fence, Kona and the King carefully watched. How would the quail escape from the yard? With Kona and King always on their guard, the lads coming inside their home for the night. Those darling baby quail somehow slipping out of sight. Before the morning, not a single baby was left behind. What escape route did they find?
Oh, wow. Let me see the pictures.
We asked, I always write a question or two. It's an interactive book to initiate conversations and to stimulate children's imaginations.
Exactly.
So in addition to the rhymes.
And also build their vocabulary.
Yes, yes. It has rich vocabulary in it. Too, for discussion purposes, for someone that's,
you know, a person told me, she said, it's not your spelling that people can tell a level of intelligence, but it's your vocabulary. And I love a good orator, you know. Really, I mean, because I was professionally trained as well, and just to be able to speak publicly, Zach, you did an awesome job. I applaud you, because you did it, you know, you weren't embarrassed about it, you weren't shy. Reading aloud, that's a skill. There's a lot of adults that don't want to read out loud.
Yes, he's very expressive when
you are. So let me it comes in and out.
Oh, it's in and out.
I play the bass for church sometimes, and I can't.
Come around so I can hear you while she's figuring that out. So come around so I can hear you.
I'll show you the ukulele. Yeah.
Okay, so you play the what now?
Can you get that off?
Well, no, it's okay for a second.
I play the drums and I play the bass for church sometimes. I can play the piano and like the saxophone. I have a saxophone.
What? Wow, you're a music prodigy.
Thank you. And then I could sing and I could play ukulele and yeah.
Now let me tell you, I don't know if you know, but I've been on Ellen DeGeneres 7 times. I know people.
Ooh,
I know people. I don't make no promises. I don't have that kind of pull, but I can show get stuff to the right people. You play that many instruments? Let me ask you another question. How are you with mathematics?
Not great. I'm okay.
Really? What's your best subject?
Probably science.
Science? Okay, so science is, okay, I like science too. But you know, science is like a puzzle. Okay, yeah. Like foreign language, like a puzzle. But I would think that your mathematics would be really tight because of music. You know, you got a 4/4 and eighths and a quarter notes. Can you read music?
Somewhat.
Really? Can you write some stuff down?
Yeah, it's more of like a talent than a skill, I guess.
Oh, with yourself. Well, and you got to look. I'm telling you, you got that little bang and that swoop. You're going to be a hot mess. I'm looking forward to this. Okay, so Brains, we had a little trouble with the drums. I don't know what the acoustics are like. And I'm sitting here having a snack, enjoying this. But he's going to play the ukulele for me. And then we're going to talk back to Grandma Joanne on the edge, right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, do you want your chair back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joanne Cooper, you guys are the secret sauce. Okay, you made me really, really happy. Thank you so much. I wasn't expecting that, and that really just kind of made me feel all good, warm, and fuzzy inside. So please tell my Brains how to get a copy of the book, also, and how to get in contact with you.
And could I add something else too?
All day long. What do you mean?
I have to give a shout out to our fabulous graphic designer, who helps format the book, and she's a co-illustrator. Her name is Amy Huber. She's from your side of the world. She's from Los Angeles.
Wow.
She's just fantastic. She helped us format the Conan the King, The Adventures of Conan King. And we have another book coming out that she is working on. Conan King, Rockin' the Holidays and Other Special Days.
Oh, wow. So you're going to do a holiday thing? Well, are you guys doing some videos? Because you got to put that music in there, young man. You got to get that music in there because you are.
I hope it does. Yes, I would love I would love him. I would love him to do it. So yeah, the book is available on Amazon. Hopefully the second book is coming out later on this week.
This week? Oh, wow. Do you have the cover of it so we can give it some pre-sale action?
Yes.
Go ahead, why don't you? Let me see. Wait. Hold on. Wait, pull it back just a little bit because I want them to see this. Hold on. I got this. Wow, Conan and King. What is it called? I can't see the Conan and King. Rockin' the Holidays.
Rockin' the Holidays and Other Special Days. It takes you through Christmas and New Year's and all the special days like Valentine's Day, Easter. It's a more fanciful book. The first book was not as fanciful. This one we have the pets dressed up in Halloween costumes for Halloween.
Well, you know what? I'm giving it to you and I'm calling it right now. Go in there and put a little music to the background of that and put on a CD because kids want to be audible. They don't always need to be visual. They need to use that. And I mean, the sound of your voice, I can see that selling. That's what sells on Amazon. Not printed books. That's okay. But whatever, the audible and the download. Okay. So we are going to put that out on CD Baby. We are going to put out, we want 20,000 copies that to be downloaded or sold. Okay. You got to ask for what you want in this world.
Yes. I'm right there with you. That's great.
I'm going to put all your information down along the bottom. I am so glad to meet the camera crew, the extended family, and you, Zachary, and you, Grandma Joanne. You guys are just, again, it just warms my heart.
Thank you
for having us.
Oh, absolutely.